Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and welcome back to another episode of Damn, Internet, You're Scary. We got very special guests in the house, ladies and gentlemen. First off, this is my dog. Called him in the clutch. Was like, yo, man, can you come through real quick? Pat got caught in a snowstorm. He was trying to take some pictures in just some cloudy shorts with no top on. But we praying for that brother, man. We praying for him real hard. But BT came through. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what it is. Kingsley in the building.
What up, though?
How you doing, man?
Man, you would literally think I was from Detroit as much as I say what up, though.
You would, but yeah. You're not. You from everywhere. We're going to get on that in a minute, because nobody really knows what BT's
be
from
shit.
Or what his real name is.
Already, y'all know what I mean? Know what I'm talking about? Right, dead ass just... B, one love. You know what I mean?
Like,
right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited. I ain't gonna hold you. I am a supporter and big promoter of this man's artistry, man. I got wind to him a little bit before the album drop, and then the closer album drop, and I was playing that shit from beginning to end, night and day. Put the wife on it. Then I saw he was going on tour. I told the wife, I was like, I don't care what we doing. We going to see this man on tour. We pulled up at the tour, and we were those obnoxious people. Do the one jam when you just say the one thing. We tried to kidnap him after the concert, man. Come back to our place, man. We got drugs and weed and all
true.
The this is all true. I'm not bullshitting at all. I was with all the shits. But ladies and gentlemen, an amazing songwriter, producer, performer, and singer. Please put welcome to the show for the first time, Mr. Kenyon Dixon. Bye, 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 bye.
Let's go.
AKA Kenny Got Soul.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
Man, are you from, you're originally from LA, right?
Born and raised, man. I'm from Watts.
Wow.
That's a word.
See, yeah. Niggas wow, can make man. It out, man.
There you go.
Niggas can make it out, bro.
Powerful man. Vocals coming out of Watts.
Yes,
you hear me? That's you, Tyrese.
Yeah. Oh, Tyrese.
Hey, man.
From Watts,
from Watts, baby.
That nigga made it out and made it to a Coca-Cola commercial. That's how I knew he was bad. And Coca-Cola don't be putting a whole lot of dark-skinned niggas on, but he was on that. He was
first
on
one.
That. Took that sip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that ain't the bottle Coke. That's McDonald's Coke. When you do that, that was an exaggerated.
It's enough Coca-Cola talk. Sprite, please.
Oh, yeah, Sprite. Yeah.
Sprite.
Matter of fact, you talk about Sprite.
So, Sprite, man, you know what I mean? I appreciate all the support on the commercial, you guys. You know what I mean? Thank you guys for hitting me up. You know, Sprite, baby. You know, Coca-Cola's great. It is a Coca-Cola company. But Sprite, though, you know what I mean? Fuck Sierra Miss on everything. You know what I mean?
Sprite.
This free promo Sprite. Because they ran my homeboy shit back. They ran my homeboy shit back. More checks, nigga. More checks. They ran it back. They brought the green soup back.
Y'all think I ain't gonna tag y'all on this?
Yeah. Let's go.
Y'all better run that bitch 8 more times. You hear me?
I support all my friends, and the businesses to support my friends. So, yeah. But y'all only gonna be
able watch
for
it on
five
Spectrum.
Minutes.
Shit.
Yeah, they ain't cut the check to me, but they just get 5 minutes real quick. What we at 5:10? All right, we gonna get up out of there 10:10. You gotta cut the check, baby. Don't be a fool, man. You missing out, Sprite.
Come on, Sprite.
All I need is about $15,000 a month.
They got it.
You got product placement every
they
show.
They got it.
I know they got it.
Come on, man.
They bought that suit and let you have it.
Hey, man. Hey, you this at the house.
That's
it's at the house. That suit look like the inside of another nice suit. You know what I mean? We out here, baby.
Kenny got soul, man. You've been on tour. You did a European leg too, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
What's your
yes,
favorite
sir.
European city to be in?
I really like London, man. Honestly. London is
dog.
Just, yeah.
My dog.
I think London is one of those places, like, when you're from the States, it's one of the few places you can go outside of the States that still feel like you're in the States.
Mm. It doesn't feel slow.
Yeah, it's not slow.
It's a perfect mixture between L.A. and New York because in certain parts of London, it's always
true.
Something popping.
Yeah.
And they got that one street. What's that long street? It's all the
Sepulveda.
Shots on it. Shut your ass. up. It's one street in London where they got all the shops. They got like five different H&Ms on this street. They all it's like 3 miles of shopping and shit like that. They got a Clark's. It's dope.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of black people too out there.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, they be talking shit though. They know when we from the States.
Oh, absolutely.
I told you when I got on, because me and Farrah did the hop on, hop off bus. That little red tour bus, the same one they got in New York.
The double
double decker. Yeah. But it's the tour one. So you hop on, they tell you stuff around. As soon as I hopped on, the dude was like, Big Mind, States, yeah?
Yeah, he already knew.
That nigga said, that's hilarious. I said, hey, man, drive the bus, bro.
You should say, where the peas in the food? And the food in the peas, bro.
Where the beans at? Bean eating motherfuckers? I ain't never been to another place outside of Amsterdam and London where they fuck with beans in the morning. Cold ass beans.
Peas in the food.
And uncooked sausage. You niggas started a whole war over spices and then refused to use it on your food. You niggas is wild, B. Niggas took the deed and the peanut in Santa Maria across seas for spices, and Seal was like, man, fuck this shit.
Yeah, we just wanted it. This is decoration.
We just wanted it. We
ain't got big salt and pepper shaker on the wall.
You know, you go to your own grandma house, your auntie house, they got the cutlery and the place that you don't eat on. It's just in there. That's what they did with the spices. China.
London's underrated.
The fine China.
The fine China. London's underrated, too, because it's like when you had those. Everybody give Paris the love, but London's like that subsidiary. I love like cities next to the city or areas next to the area. Like I like Atlanta, but I love Charlotte.
Really?
Because you get all the spillover with none of the attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, so shit. London don't, it's not pompous. It's not like,
Paris is a little different.
Yeah, it's a lot different. It's a lot different.
It's like that second living room, the one that you can't really do.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
The plastic on everything.
You ain't supposed to be in here.
But you go to London, you're good. Yeah.
It's game night in London.
London, everybody come on, we have a good time. On Sundays, I forgot what park is at, but it's like a lot of people who are from the States, they get together at this park and they just all kind of hang out. It's like a whole picnic thing. You go from one blanket to another blanket, just fellowship with people from the States and shit like that, and black people. But Paris, I've already did my spiel on Paris. They hate you if you ain't a full-blood Parisian. It ain't even like a black thing. If you don't speak the language or you're not a full-blood Parisian, they be like, ugh. Yes, fuck yeah, man.
And they don't adjust. Like when we was just out there, the funniest thing is if you like, I don't speak English, they still keep talking to you.
Yes.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Bro, they way too rude to not have no hands.
Hey!
You would think with the level of rude that they have that they got hands. I cuss this nigga out selling me pastries. He wouldn't give me the ink pen to sign my fucking signature. Oh, like the black was gonna come off. Hey man, bring your bitch ass around the counter. Come from around the counter, my nigga. The manager comes out, oh, excuse me, all of this shit. Nah, this motherfucker won't let me sign the shit. He asked me, you don't have a man. Bitch, why would I? We went in the Louvre trying to get something to eat because this shit is big. You need 2 days, 2-3 days to really go through
like
the
Louvre. Like an IKEA.
It's big as fuck. It's got four different underground sections that you can go through. But I think the Carters had just came out, so I was like, I got to go see the statue. I got to see all the shit that was in the Carters. I would never go back to that bougie, stuffy-ass, corny-ass museum. It's got some cool shit in there. But 80% of the photos are paintings of an old white naked man just doing nothing. And if you see black people, it's like we're always pictured in a servitude manner, like holding up a plate or holding one of their babies or feeding the babies. It's like, I don't need to see this, bro. Yeah.
That's because they got all them white wee-wees out there, man.
It's a lot of white wee-wees.
It's a lot of white wee-wees, man. They can't make us out there, baby. Them museums be weird
as hell. Got to be the whole painting.
Come on,
you have to have two different pictures together. They got me standing like this, and the dick just go down, and then the next picture, and it's still there. Yeah, like,
the girl slide down.
Yeah, this is just a painting of Shaft. What? It's a lot of veiny Shaft in one picture, man. It's kids in here. It's kids in here, man.
Wait, is that the Shaft music? No, that's the wrong song.
Curtis Mayfield.
Okay, I went Pusha
Man. That's Pusha Man
right
there.
I'm way off.
Yeah. Pusha Man. That's dealing with something else right there. But if you like to drink a little bit, like I like to drink, especially with the holidays being up on us right now, I'm going to encourage you guys and tell. Matter of fact, I ain't encouraging you. I'm telling you to right now. Go get you some No Days Wasted. That's DHM, all right? This is the best thing for drinking. If now they're saying like you had like too much, but like even just to make sure you feel good when you wake up. You don't wake up with that head fog and all of that type of stuff. A lot of people think that, oh, you're dehydrated, and that's why you wake up feeling that. It's so much deeper than that, man. No days wasted is here to help you bounce back after drinking. DHM Detox is the ultimate vitamin that you take when you're drinking, and it breaks down the toxins that make you feel ill the next day. That's really what it is. It's not the dehydration, or it's just not the dehydration alone. It's also the toxins that are in the alcohol, and your body just can't break that down. So imagine this. You're having a few drinks in the evening. You're having a great time. The next morning, you wake up feeling normal. That's what it's like when you take DHM, okay? The DHM detox works like that. You take just two capsules after your first couple drinks, and then it goes to work. You could double up if you have a heavy night, if you're celebrating something, or BT just got a new sweater, you doubling down on the drinks, go ahead and take two more capsules. You're going to wake up without that brain fog and without that gross feeling the next day. And y'all know how we do it. If we're telling you about it, that means we got a great deal for you. So how about this? How about 40% off your first order for this week only, okay? All you got to do is head on over to nodayswasted.co. That's .co/DIYS and use the promo code DIYS. You're gonna get 40% off your first order. Almost half.
Sheesh.
That's almost half. And how about this? If you download the GoPuff delivery app, you can get it delivered to you in 20 minutes or less. So you at your people's house, you're at a bar, wherever you are, download the app and get to you in 20 minutes or less. And if you use the code DIYS and you go to the website nodayswasted.co/DIYS, 40% off. 40% off.
40% off?
40.
And 20 minutes or less.
20 minutes or less if you order it on the app, baby. Hey, men lie, women not. Numbers don't lie.
That's beautiful.
Okay? Unless it's.
I just want to point out that 5 minutes went by and Tahir really took that Sprite.
Oh, yeah.
You took it off. Dead ass.
Absolutely, I did. Because he wanted to hear you. Listen.
Hey, Sprite, hit my dog up, baby.
Hey, man, listen. If you want the keys to the community, you got to talk to the people in the community. You ain't just going to be coming up here and just posting up in your product. Like, unless you're one of my homies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you Keon Dixon, then you can go ahead and post Closer, the deluxe, available right now on all streaming platforms. You can post that up in there.
I'm mad at him, though.
Why you mad at him?
Keon, I'm mad, man. You didn't put no skips on the album, bro. I got shit to do.
No skips.
You didn't put no skips on the album, brother. You know what I mean? I got stuff to do, baby. You just going to play the whole thing. Every time I put it on, I got to listen to everything.
You got to break it up. So you got to play like 1 through 6.
Nah, ain't no break up, man.
No. Because it got a vibe. No. It's arrangement to go.
Listen, here's the thing. A lot of times, a lot of R&B artists can't balance like a good album with some sexy songs and like some feel good songs and some uplifting songs and some chill songs. It's either like all sex or just all chill. You got a balanced album where you can like, I can literally go from the first song cleaning up, and then I see my old lady. Yeah. And I was like, yo, you ain't got no panties on? And then pop, real quick. Go back to cleaning.
Yeah,
fold
yeah.
some clothes, right? Feel good about myself because I've been accomplished.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and I see she still ain't got no panties on. I'm back in it.
Pop, 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 I'm back in that thing.
Farrah's supposed to be here. Let me tell y'all about Farrah's punk ass. I hope she watching. She might be in the comments right now. Fan was like, because this is the second time we was supposed to have King out here. We had a scheduling conflict. We had to reschedule to today. Oh, I'm coming. You better let me know and remind me all of this shit, right? I hit her when I land. I'm like, hey, just landed. About to go to Greg's house, get my car, and I'm going straight to the studio. You pulling up? She was like, it's cold and raining outside. You wanted to be here. You've been in L.A. for too long. You let L.A. change you. That's wild as hell. We on albums. We got Keon Dixon here. Let's talk about it. R. Kelly just dropped.
All right.
R. Kelly dropped a project. Actually, unbeknownst to him, I guess, because he said he didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
It was called I'll Admit It. And from what I heard, it had some slappers on it. I didn't actually get to hear it because I saw the news after it had already been stripped from all the platforms.
They stripped it? They took it down?
They took it down same day, a couple hours later.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. First of all, I don't know who was in charge of the artwork, but you're fired, okay? They did that painting with chalk. I didn't know we was back doing chalk album covers. That was wild as hell. That's number one. Secondly, who put it up? Because he said he didn't know nothing about it. Let me ask you, how easy is it to put music up on streaming platforms?
Very easy.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I know it's easy on SoundCloud.
I'm not going to hold you. Somebody literally could have had a bunch of songs of his.
Like an old producer.
And could upload them right now.
Wow.
And nobody, you got to flag it in order to take it down. Like, so you get artists all the time. Somebody just did it to me.
Really?
Oh, where really?
They put up a song and it said it was featuring me. I had nothing to do with the song.
Wow.
But I was able to hit my manager and he hit the correct people and we got it down like almost immediately.
Wow.
So it can happen. It's very easy for people to just take music and upload it and use your name, everything.
Could they just look up it like his like the SoundCloud or not SoundCloud, but it's like BMI or ASCAP? Is it just available like publicly?
Yeah, that's public information.
Oh wow, yeah right, that's really easy then.
Yeah,
it would have went under R. Kelly.
Yeah, but you don't even need that to upload the music. You just need the MP3 files.
Wow,
our WAV files. And literally, it'll connect it to. You can go to his Spotify, his Apple Music. Mm. It'll be right there. Like, he's the person.
That's crazy. Living My Jeff Life said he thought it was fake. I thought it was fake at first, too, until I saw people kept talking about it. Kenny King said it had some bangers on there. I don't know. I honestly, I don't even know if I would have listened to it. I'm very much on the fence because I'm one of those people that, like, want to say separate the artist from the person. You know, we had these situations with a couple celebrities. I'm mm-hmm. not going to go into the name, but you know, Drill, you know what I'm saying? Dr. Huxtable, trying to separate those two is just like very difficult. Even Michael Jackson, like, you know, it's just like, how do you do that? Because so much of his life influenced the artistry. It's kind of hard to do it. So I don't even know if I would have listened to it because I see people sneak listening to Step in the Name of Love. I see him. Like, we'll be in the green room and I'll just throw it on just to see what everybody else in the green room is going to do. Right. Kev and Mel and Josh. And when he hit that, I was like, they ain't got much longer. After he does that first, I see him. That and the remix of Fiesta or a Hotel.
See, here's the thing, though. So, like, yeah, man, it's been, I get it. You know, Kelly, get him out of here. I got you. I'm with you. But y'all be slipping. Because they was doing that leg shake.
They were doing that leg shake.
That was Kels.
He was a free man.
Oh, man. That's brand new.
Yes.
That's, I ain't even on this album. That's on the next album for the drop.
Y'all was playing that challenge to the ground.
Leg shake. I saw y'all all on your little stories. Mm. Y'all was letting that ride.
Oh, you're sharing
it. And I didn't say nothing. But
sharing it with your friends, girl. I'm going to do this tomorrow.
You ain't going to do the leg shake?
Are you?
It's a challenge.
Child.
Yeah, y'all did that leg shake. I saw y'all.
Because
I know Kel's voice. It was like,
you know it was. You know who it was.
You asked me to put away a lot, baby, when you say don't listen to R. Kelly. Hey, you asked me to do a lot, and I did it.
I do it. I do it for the greater good. Yes. I will do it.
Yes.
But y'all got it. We got to be
don't
in solidarity.
Don't be doing the leg shake. Don't try to bring it back.
We
got
to be in solidarity. I don't want to come to your nephew's graduation or promotion and y'all playing I Believe I Can Fly. Yeah. I know it's a banger.
Yes.
But as a group, collectively, we said we wasn't going to.
That's,
so,
that's what's up. And when you watched, what is that, the Val Kilmer Batman, you got to mute it. When it Gotham City, oh, yeah, City of Justice, you got to mute that part.
You gotta change your whole Twitter feed and all of that, because Twitter's a wild place. Speaking of, number one, they're talking about, I think Elon said he's going to take the character count from 280 to 4,000.
Oh wow!
So no more, no need for the threads and the plus and add this to this and four of 20
thread though.
Yeah, I kind of like it too.
It's anticipation.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like chapter two
next, exactly. Mm. Yeah,
chapter three. Oh. Because everybody, it hits everybody differently. Like one chapter might have like 100 responses. You go to three, that one got 40,000 responses. Yeah. What the fuck was they talking about on this one? I kind of like that, but I did hate the part that you couldn't. Edit, but evidently you could in Twitter Blue, you could edit it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. But I'm not finna pay.
You said Twitter Blue?
Yeah, Twitter Blue was what it was before Elon took over, and you could pay for your blue check. Twitter Blue was like the subscription based one. I think it was like $8 a month, where you had less ads and you could edit your actual tweets. And that's it was like two more of them.
Yeah, editing tweets is tricky though. Because
yeah.
You got a lot of like politicians who use it. That so they part can right alter. There.
Yeah.
They use like these platforms as official statements. Yeah.
But it says edited. Just like when you edit your text now.
Oh, okay.
It says edited too.
Okay.
On everything on Instagram, Facebook, if you edit any like comment or post, it will say edited.
Does it now? I know on Facebook it'll show you what you originally said. Does it do that on
Twitter? I don't know on Twitter because I never got it, so I can't really say. But also in Twitter news, Elon Musk was at Dave Chappelle's show, and this nigga got booed. Dave Chappelle brought him out on stage in San Francisco. This nigga got booed heavy, and Dave said, it sounded like niggas booing all the niggas you fired at Twitter.
He became such a villain. That's such a transition. We loved Elon.
We did. He was Trump.
Yeah.
We fucked with Trump heavy in hip-hop and wrestling. Trump was all on WWE. And he's in rap videos and shit doing his stiff-ass Barbie doll dance. He get arms just stuck like this. They fucked with Trump at first, but like it's like certain people just shouldn't be running certain shit,
yeah,
bro.
You gotta stay out of politics.
Did it start with Twitter? Was it where Twitter was that what all
when he bought Twitter and he started because the whole free speech thing, they had like the numbers of like how much the hate speech had went up for like gay men and lesbians and people of color, and then when it went to black people, it was like everything else was like 40%, 60%. When it went to black people, it was like 420%.
Sheesh.
They couldn't wait to get on Twitter and be like, nigga for 200, Alex.
Literally, though.
They couldn't wait, man. That shit is so... The internet is a wild-ass place, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so crazy, and I would imagine for... an artist like you, do you ever feel the pressure to create something in hopes that it will go viral? I mean, I know you always hope that something will go viral, like somebody catches it and then maybe one piece of a song will spark a dance or like that. But do you go about your creative process like that? Or do you just hope like later on somebody will appreciate the art for what it is and it'll take off like that?
I think it's like quality first with me.
Yeah.
I just make stuff that I like that I think will never die.
Yeah.
Because then even if... you know, the time that it takes for it to get the proper recognition.
Yeah.
If it's stressed out, I'm cool with that as long as the art is still the same quality.
Absolutely.
Once they get it, so.
That's good, man.
Ooh, I have a fantastic question.
Come on, BT.
So, okay. Now, anybody know me know BT. I love R&B music.
He
I
does.
I love R&B.
He went to go see Bow Wow in concert.
But you know who I was there for, baby?
not Jagged Edge, but what's the boys from?
Don't do that. Day,
oh, you went
Day
to
26.
The
Day 26.
I went to go see Day 26. We all know this. But look, so.
I bet Kenyon can't name four Day 26 songs.
I went to a Millennium concert. And
it was good.
There was a fight on my row in the first 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This was
brawling in L.A.
I don't know how I missed the forum. Yeah. Oh, say word.
Because the nigga was like, wait, you brought me to a Day 26 concert? The fuck wrong? Bye, Justin.
Which is crazy. I really wanted to see them, and I'm just now realizing I never saw them that night. So I don't know, maybe they went on earlier.
I don't know. So the show started. I think they snuck some time. So it's 14 acts on the show.
Right? It was a lot of people.
Show's supposed to start at 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
A ladies came out who wasn't on the bill, started singing around 7:40. When I tell you them boys hit the stage at 7:48.
Day 26?
Yes.
So
and went all the way till 8:10. So they was like, I'm going to still, they like, because they wasn't supposed to do, I know they wasn't supposed to do 27 minutes.
Yeah.
They were supposed to do 10 minutes like everybody else. They're like, can we go out early? And I appreciated every moment in there. I would have been pissed if that would have seen it. But this is the question. So I personally, this is just me. I'm not a fan of like ballads. It makes my stomach turn. It's like I respect it, but it's just not something I'm going to listen to. Now, what I'm listening to on this album is like when people can sing like you can sing, what makes your choice artistically to do like such a smooth vibe or like attack this subject matter as opposed to just empty keys and I'm showing off my voice. I'm so singing. Like the album has like a warmth to it that's like, no, I could play this all the time. It kind of fits every situation.
I think everything I create, honestly, is filtered through what feels good to me. So that's my entire goal as an artist and my brand is to make like sustainable, timeless, classic music. So everything has to be filtered through like the feeling. Like when I was working on this album, I listened to like a lot of you know, like old school classic records that I like. I was listening to Marvin, to Anita Baker, like
yes.
The feeling, I literally like the feeling I would get listening to those records. I started trying to match that feeling with my music. So I was creating, you know, the records, and when I felt like I felt when I listened to their stuff, that was really my only determinant to know that I was successful in creating the album. So, yeah, that was really my, you know, my only thing.
Yeah, and is this for this album specifically, or this is kind of your approach for every project?
It's low key been my approach with everything I've ever put out. Honestly, I think it's just me and my, like, who I am as an artist just happen to be the exact same. So you got some people who, like, can take on, which I think is dope. You know, they have different personas and everything like that with the music. But my music is an actual reflection of, like, the stuff I listen to, what I like. And so I think, you know, just for myself, I always create from that space. So the only thing that's different from this album and the other ones, even with the approach, is that I've obviously had more development as a person. So I think my mental space is different. So I'm just pulling from, you know, a more experienced place than I did when I first made, you know, the first record. So
you're a dad now.
Yeah.
Does that influence the way you go about making music and what type of music you make as well?
Absolutely, because two different reasons. One, you know, you're on borrowed time when you have kids. So I have to be very strategic and specific when I want to dedicate any time to being creative. Because if at any moment she decides she wants to do something else, literally I have to stop everything I'm doing and to, you know, to tend to her. The other thing is, my child, she's like an anomaly. Like, she's already like this, like, musical, like, savant.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, she retains everything. She listens. She knows all my songs, all my lyrics. I don't even play them for her. So knowing that, I'm very responsible now about the type of music I create, because I'm like, she'll literally hear a song and be like, that's my dad.
Yeah.
And so she'll know the lyrics. I'm like, I don't want her going nowhere.
Yeah, saying the wild shit. That's why I couldn't be no music artist. My daughter hear me rapping. It's going to be like, throw that dick up in up. Raw. Throw that dick up in a rock. Hey, Ross Law. Throw that dick up in a
rock.
Back in the pussy, we throw that dick up in.
Oh, my God.
And this is why Sprite ain't gonna fuck with me.
Oh, my God. And that would be exactly what she repeats. Yeah. She repeats everything.
She, like, be at Ralph's.
Throw that dick up in a. And she does it in front of people. She'll be like, remember when you said, like, she always does that. Nah. That's her thing. I'm like, yo, please.
Now she's doing that on purpose. Crazy. She doing that on purpose right there. She doing that one on purpose.
She trying to get
a feature
on the album. Yeah.
For real.
She girl inspiration. I'm out here. You know what I mean?
I love the album. I will not stop bragging about it. It's one of my favorite projects that I've ever listened to, man. Shit is dope. I love all types of content. And I love that everybody brings something different to the table, which is another reason I also love, put it on me, Amir, Fansly, okay? Fansly. Listen, guys, I cannot tell you enough good things about this, all right? Today's sponsor is Fansly. Fansly has the adult content you crave by creators you already know. And plenty that you don't. What's your taste? You like vanilla? You like non-vanilla? You like a little weird combination? Cool with us. Okay, Fansly has it all. Fansly has a whole algorithm dedicated to finding new content and creators you're into. Fansly allows you to discover and support a huge number of creators. Doesn't matter if you're into feet pics, okay? Water sports. Y'all, if you listen to me and Ferris podcast enough, you know about the goddamn water sports, okay? Whatever you're into, Fansly is too. With a broad array of vanilla to kinky content and hundreds and thousands of creators, Fansly has the content you didn't even know you wanted. And I'm always big on that. I tell people to watch certain things, explore certain things, because you don't know what you like until you're introduced to it. So, don't know what you're into? Don't worry. Fansly can help you figure it out. And their discoverability algorithm, think TikTok, but you know. You get what I'm going with this. You looking for something safe for work? Fansly has the content for every time of day. And you can get started as a content creator yourself, okay? Fansly makes it easy to start your very own small business from the comfort of your bedroom or wherever your content takes you. The Fansly team is dedicated to supporting your journey. They're here to help you make money, help you grow your community, takedowns of leaked content, and more. They're going to help you every step of the way. So imagine a social media platform that is dedicated to a certain specific field of content, that you may just want to just take a look at it. Ain't no harm in looking.
Ain't no harm.
Ain't no harm in looking.
Take a peek.
That's a great tagline right there from Kina King.
Boom.
Fansly, for all the freaks out there.
Come on now, listen. Listen, folks, we all know what this ad is about, and if you don't, then you're in for a long night. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend Fansly. So, next time you got your fingers in your mouth, think about that. Fansly only has one rule. Rule number 34, check it out on Fansly.com. Now, if we're telling you about it again, you know we got a good little code for you.
Fansly.com/promo/DIYS.
For a free extended trial subscription to one of your favorite content creators. It's going to look like this when you get there. I don't know if y'all can see. Probably not. I'm not close enough. Let me try to get a little closer to you. But this is what the homepage is going to look like there when you go to Fansly. That's what you're going to see, okay? Because I'm going to sign up right now. Y'all know my little freak ass about to sign up right now. And I encourage y'all to do it. And I might make some. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna throw nothing crazy out there. Maybe give y'all a little ankle picks. Niggas' ankles on point.
You could do the song.
I could do the song.
You could do the song. You throw that dick up in a raw.
Raw is lost. Throw that dick up in a raw. Raw is, I might throw that in there. Wife always tell me I got nice legs. I got nice calves and shit like that. So I might throw some calf picks on there.
Come on now, calf picks.
Calves is tatted up. I'll give you fresh out the shower. Body buttered up. Shout out to Raleigh, North Carolina, too, because they bought all of my body butter this weekend. Sold out of everything, body butters and air fresheners. I'm switching it up. Y'all got enough of my T-shirts. Now we're taking it to the smell good.
Are you out here?
I'm out here, my boy. Sold out.
sold out
of the body
butters. Body
butters? Body butters and air fresheners.
Man, let me tell you something. That's Core Air Freshener.
I got the Core Air Fresheners with all my sayings on them. You goddamn right. Taking it to the next level.
That's fine.
Because here's the thing. You got to think about it from a consumer aspect. T-shirts, people will wear T-shirts for 6 to 10 years, especially for something they have a special connection to. Body butter gonna run out in 2 to 3 months.
Absolutely.
And air freshener gonna run out in 2 weeks.
And you wanna
run out? Because the air freshener smell good as fuck. I'm getting each one made specifically for my brand, so you're gonna have to come back and see me. You give them the first one for free, just like when you're selling dope. You give them the first one for free. You make sure that shit is good, and they gonna circle the block.
You gonna
bend the block. I've been that goddamn block. Baby.
I'm imagining women leaving the show like, you were so funny. So what, you got like a little T-shirt? No, I got like a little body butter.
This is what I do. This
body
is what
butters.
This is what I do. When they come out, they're like, what you got? I'm like, because I get them when they first coming in. I'm like, here, just put a little bit of this in your hand. I got the sample one. They put that. I was like, now rub that in. I say, don't smell it now. You smell it now, you want to buy everything now. Just come back and holler at me at the thing. I ain't got to sell it. Once you smell it, you want to buy it. Niggas came back up to the table. Hey, you were lying, man. Hey, let me get two of those. I swear to you, this shit smells fantastic. When I come to your city, just be prepared. Be prepared.
So the body butters on
the body butters, baby. Shout out to Tish the Plug.
And you know what? That's a great point for my next question for you. Okay. I've always wanted to ask every male R&B singer that I love this. When y'all making the music, obviously you're thinking about the ladies. But in the back of your head, when you think about your male fans, because we be the ones buying it.
Yeah.
We be buying it. We be playing it for the girls. This mm-hmm. is when you get to reach over and get the little pratata.
Pratata.
You got to hit that little pratata.
Mm-hmm.
What is y'all perspective on it? It's just like, you know, it's love, it's respect, you know, but hey, bro, y'all know who I'm here for. But like, in the back, like, in my mind, I ain't gonna even tell you what's in my mind. I just wanna know what your thought process is.
I mean, for us, I think it's an energy thing.
Mm.
I think you put the energy into that, and that's what fellas are feeling. It's like something to connect to. Because the women are paying attention to, like, the presentation and the execution of it, and like, you know, but that energy.
Yep.
It's basically I'm working with y'all to set y'all up.
Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me stop real quick. on the intro song, the first song on the album, he has this part where he does this breakdown and he goes, yeah.
Wait,
that
I,
part.
How you doing?
Yeah.
That's it. That's
and how, I felt like that nigga was in the studio, arms bent, fist balled up. Because, I mean, the way he come in, like, let it go every second. It's like, let it go.
Yeah.
And you don't see it coming. That nigga come in, bow, kick the door. Yeah. And I cannot listen to that song without doing that with him. I was in traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's when the Hulk transforms. And I'm like, let me tell you something. I done bust some amazing nuts on that part right there. Hey, that man. Part right. Yeah.
Rip my tank top off.
Oh my God.
These sheets are through. These sheets are done.
Yeah.
If I can sing, it'd be over for you niggas' mamas. I be fucking all you niggas' aunties, nanas, meemaws.
Cougar Bandit.
Cougar Bandit, nigga. I'm out here with the bandana around. Listen.
Take off your slip. You know what I mean?
I'm lifting this old ass, dingy ass slip over your auntie.
Take them stockings off. Yeah, only grown women wear stockings.
Put the album's called Closer. OLP. The album's called Closer. It's on all streaming sites, man. Just listen. Just press play and fucking walk away. The song he got was goddamn.
D Smoke. Yeah.
First of all, I completely understand why Top couldn't sign D Smoke because this nigga is Kendrick Lamar's vocal twin
with Spanish.
With the Spanish, though. There were times I was like, wait, who am I listening to right now?
He drew that Como Estás out of nowhere.
That nigga would just throw it in, like he ordering Del Taco.
It's smooth, too.
With it. A lot of rappers have tried, but haven't been able to master it like him. I remember when I was watching the show that he was on with Chance, T.I., and Cardi B. I forgot the name. It was on Netflix. Yeah.
Verses in Flow or something
But
Rhythm in Flow.
That nigga came in with the shit so smooth, and I was like, "Oh, whoa, what are we doing? He just gonna drop this on us?"
See, and that's really smoke though. Like he was really a teacher,
music teacher, Spanish teacher. Yeah,
so it's natural for him. It ain't like him just trying to figure out how to put some Spanish in the song. So that's why he like that.
You know what though? With the thing that I appreciate about Smoke is he attacks subject matter. Kendrick's normally more revolutionary and normally more taking of something else. Smoke be talking about what I want to hear about. Mm, you know what I mean? And I love Kendrick. I love Kendrick. But I'm like, when you're in this pocket, it's like, if Kendrick come on there talking about, you know, some other stuff, you'd be like, wait a minute now.
It feels like Kendrick takes the aspect from a national or global stance.
Yeah.
And Smoke is still very regional and
traditional.
And grassroots, in touch with the people that are living the everyday part of
yeah.
it. That's what it feels like to me. It's like, man, I could go to Ralph's and see Smoke and be like, I really connected with, but we all know Kendrick order his groceries. This nigga, we'll never see this nigga at Ralph's. He never asked to use my phone number so he can get those.
He go to Pavilions. Hey Kendrick, get the fuck out of Pavilions, bro.
Gelson's? Yeah, Gelson's. I don't know if it's Gelson's or Gelson's. I ain't never been in that bitch.
I love Kendrick, by the way.
Yeah, Kendrick's best. Okay.
I love Smoke, by the way, too.
That
was an amazing feature. Great, great, great collab.
Thank you.
That was a great. I can't not stop talking about this album. It's one of those pieces of work where it's like, I be wanting to tell people. First of all, you're a newer artist, but you're not a new artist. So, like, I still have a ability to put people on you.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing like putting somebody on some good music.
Because,
like, all it takes is one and people trust you.
But just listen. Go back to what I was just asking a second ago. When you put a chick on some music she ain't never heard before,
she gonna let you go raw.
Yeah, that's
what?
She gonna let you go raw.
That's
for
spiritual.
Sure. Yeah, what? She gonna let you go raw. Raw is law.
When you do that.
And you can't listen to him if we stop talking. Please give me my listens back.
No, wait a minute.
Give me my listens back.
Bro, I'm gonna hit you. I sent some shit over to a young lady. I told her I was gonna guide her on Musically, and you know what I mean. Now I got some new shit, so I sent it to her, and I'm waiting for the reviews. If I hit, bro. You know what I mean? I'm gonna send you a cash.
I always wonder, I know.
Just put it on Fansly. Let
me see what I did there. You know what I mean?
See what I did there.
Hey, you. What's the most R&B shit you've ever did? Like whether it be buying something, something that you could talk about within reason that you're comfortable with. Cause I say all my shit. Like if I was an R&B singer, the most R&B shit I probably would ever did was like. Make the first half of an album completely, what is it when you go without sex?
Like celibate?
Abstinent. Completely abstinent. I would go a month before I even start recording. And then the second half of that album, I would be getting head every song I'm in the studio.
Yeah, you got to do
it. It would be the most R&B album ever. Right. It would be the build up to like wanting the girl, seeing the girl, getting the girl, and then the second half of it would be like destroying
during the session.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, the windows is normally high in the booth.
Yeah.
So if she ducked down, you won't even see her, baby.
Splack out.
Got a point there. To that point, too, which is not really a sidebar, but you know that there's I've seen it on platforms and heard it, but Floetry, Say Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was like actual stuff happening during that song, and you know, like when we listen to that song, that's kind of what you feel.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy to hear that, that was going on.
I feel like though they would have been using the vibrator. They wouldn't have been as crass as men. Men would have been like, because like I remember when D'Angelo's Untitled first dropped.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, that's why they never went below his waist, because he was getting head. I was like, also because his dick would be out if he wasn't. It's also a reason why they didn't go below
it's a good
waist.
Reason.
But not yeah, they said deal. That about that video too. That he was, especially when you do this part right here. Yeah. And the nigga eyes go back in his head. And nigga, his braids was sucking the back of his back. I was like, that would look real.
That's some real R&B.
Yeah. This is you either having a stroke or you about to come. This, because nothing else look makes sense. He did that? I was like, oh, he meant that. That's either stroke or cum face.
One or the other.
There's no in between with that.
Artistically, it's not that weird though.
It's not.
I heard in Boomerang, Eddie and Robin was getting it in.
Really?
Because you know that was together before.
Mm-mm.
They say on that scene when you see them together and right before she leave the money on the nightstand, mm-hmm. they said they were doing it for real. That's the word on the street.
That. And it really can't be that comfortable because you think about most of the videographers and stuff probably before they got in that position. That's probably the type of stuff. They had the opportunity to film anyway.
Man, listen, that's why they got so much. Like, when you film a sex scene, you got, like, four different options as a guy of stuff that you can have on. They got one, which is literally just like a sock.
Mm.
You stuff everything in there. Your Peter Wicker, your tallywhacker, your balls, all of that. You tie it up. They got these nude shorts that you can put on. They look like underoos. And they, like, get them close to your skin color. They can tape it. They can tape it down. And I think it's something else that you could do because... Tone Bell was telling us about it when he did Billie Holiday versus United States. He was like that scene where he's ramming up against the dresser or against the wall and shit. He ramming up and his ass is out. And we was like, so he's like, I had something on it, you know. But we shooting for a while and then you know it got loose and it fell. And he was like, I'm gonna just go ahead and get that real quick.
wait.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
We here now.
We here.
Ross Law.
Ross Law. Shout out to Kanisha, because I heard her say that first, and that shit has stuck with me forever.
That's funny.
Whew. Yeah. That's the old name right there. I know what y'all thinking. Tahir, you need some help. You're right. I do. That's why I'm in therapy. You know where I'm going? Better help. Okay. Because y'all know me. I'm all about... I was actually Sunday's show in Raleigh, North Carolina, there was a black therapist in the show. And I asked, like, what do you do? He was like, I'm in therapy. And I made everybody clap for him because therapy is so very important, especially in the black community. A lot of guys, self-included, when I first was introduced to therapy, I was like, man, talking about it ain't going to help. Nah, it absolutely does, okay? Just want you to know that I got to say this at the top of it. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I cannot stop saying enough good things about BetterHelp. It has tremendously helped me and a lot of my friends. I've offered to pay for 3 months of BetterHelp for friends, the people that have really been, I don't know, closed-minded to it. They didn't think that it was going to do anything, but... After that first month, they saw the benefits of it. Mm. So many benefits. I did traditional therapy initially, and it was very difficult to, one, just get in. Mm. With BetterHelp, you can get matched with a licensed physician in under 48 hours. Mm. My first therapist with traditional therapy took me 4 weeks to find, and then we didn't really link up, so they had to find me another therapist. That took another three weeks. Jeez. And then that person had something going on, and she switched me to someone else, and that took another month. BetterHelp, you can find somebody in under 48 hours. You get matched with somebody in under 48 hours. And if that person doesn't work with you, you'll get matched again with somebody else. And they make it easy and free to change therapists. It is the ultimate like display of technology and health merging together, because you don't have to go in as with traditional therapy and sit in anybody's waiting room and feel awkward, all of that. You could do everything online. You could do video. You could do phone calls. You could do text messages. You have so many options when it comes to this. And I cannot, like I say, stop talking about it enough, because I've seen when you actually apply the effort, when you apply the tools that your therapist is giving you, you will see major results. All right, navigating anyone's life challenges is difficult. It's so much easier when you have someone to listen to you and give you an unbiased response. Sometimes you really just need to get it out. A lot of the stuff that I made discoveries with my trauma and stuff that I was just packing on and carrying with me through years and years of life, it was because I had thought about it for so long, but I had never actually verbally said it aloud. And sometimes just saying it aloud gives you a lot of power back. You were like, oh my God, maybe this is because of this and this. You start to word vomit because you realize that it feels good sometimes just to get it out. So BetterHelp has connected over 3 million people with licensed therapists, and it's convenient and it's accessible anywhere. I wanted you guys to check it out, all right? No more waiting rooms, no more traffic, no more endless searching for the right therapist. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with the therapist. If things are clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It couldn't be simpler. All you have to do is go to BetterHelp.com/DIYS, and you're going to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/DIYS, and you get 10% off your first month. So, shout out to BetterHelp for helping people live a better life. Take control of your mental health, people.
Absolutely.
Yes, sure.
All right.
You people in this chat ain't shit.
Mm-hmm. What they say?
Tahir uses BetterHelp.
Oh, damn.
Y'all ain't shit, man.
Who was that? Living my Jeff life? That definitely sounded like something.
Yeah,
that definitely. Yes, that's him. That is him. That's a good one, Jeff. I can't even hate on that. God damn.
Asshole, bro. Y'all ain't shit.
Uniquely Me says, I'm somewhat of voyeuristic, so it was a part of fun for me. Oh, what was you talking about?
Wow, wait a minute.
I gotta go back up. What are we talking about? We talking about fancy? Y'all talking about voyeurs and all of that? All right. Lady Blue's in the house, man. Lady Blue is somebody we connected on Instagram through our love for Currency, Hot Spitter. But she know her fucking music, man. Mm. She's come out to the shows in Orlando. When me and Kev will go down there, if I'm down there. Always a good time, but she recognized King Yon. You see what's going on. You see what we're motherfucking building. keeping it going. Diddy just announced that he has a new baby mama.
No.
First of all, do we care? Do we care? I don't feel like we need to care.
Is it Young really. Miami?
Yeah. No, it's not Young Miami.
But now
that's what the whole thing is about. It's like, it's the thing. I feel like when you're dealing with somebody like Diddy, not a whole lot of shit would surprise you.
Yeah.
So the fact that we're just now finding out about this baby doesn't mean she just now found out about this baby. That's number one. Number two, a lot of niggas and women were like, oh, I can never. And she said this right here in her thing, too. She was like, bitch, you can't.
Yeah.
I was listening to Dr. Umar on
Breakfast Club.
I don't know if it's the Breakfast Club or Charlamagne's show.
Okay, gotcha.
But he was talking about, like, you know, people having polyamorous lifestyles. And he talked about, even in the animal kingdom, how men, or the males in the animal kingdom, typically have more than one mate.
Yeah.
And how, in real life, an alpha male can have a wife, and it'll be other women who will still willingly talk to him, knowing he has a wife,
Fact.
Because they're attracted to the way he moves or where he handles business, especially if he's honest with her, like this is what's going on.
Mm.
And I know this is always going to be a hot topic and stuff like that, but I wanted to do this experiment right now. So a lot of guys be like, yeah, that couldn't be me. I ain't finna let nobody do it. You can't, nigga. It can't be you, nigga, because you're not built that way. Now, here's the experiment. I say it like that in that tone and that way because two reasons. One, the alpha male will hear that shit and be like, yeah, them niggas can't. Because he'll hear it and be like, he ain't talking to me. Because right. I can do that shit.
Right.
I got the financial means to do it.
Right.
I got the emotional capacity to do it. I have the ability to communicate thoroughly with my partner and whoever else I might be engaged with, so he's not talking to me.
Yeah.
A beta male heard the way I said, "You can't do it, nigga," and he took offense to it. He took offense to me chastising him, reprimanding him, telling him what he can't do, and my tone. So if you're not ready for that lifestyle, don't even engage it. Don't even pretend it. And that's fine if you're not. How ain't about nobody this? Trying to recruit nobody, but I will say there is a big difference between alphas and betas. And it's not a bad thing. You know your role. It's better for you to know what you can and can't handle than you get out here and fuck some shit up.
How about this? If you're not satisfying the one woman you got, you should probably chill. You should probably chill and focus.
Oh, shit. Oh, goddamn.
That's true.
Hey, man. Listen, man. Because when you talk to women, every nigga you have a conversation with always, yeah, I beat that. Nigga, blah, blah, blah. And when you talk to women, they're like, this nigga, what is he talking about?
Doing like that.
You wouldn't hit no shit.
You wasn't hitting no
shit. I know way too many women that complain about how terrible sex is.
Let me tell you something.
I know
a nigga.
They
lying.
Come and be surprised. They be like, how did you do this? I'm a magician, bitch. This
is how you tell a guy's cabin. You be like, yo, so you be fucking all these bitches? I be fucking all these bitches. You making a come, man. All these bitches be coming all over. You lying. That's how I know you capping. That's how I know you either, you don't know your woman, or you don't know your body, because there's no way you fucking multiple women and making all of them come, nigga.
Absolutely.
There's no way possible you're doing it. First of all, most men don't take direction well enough. You don't.
You don't listen.
When I'm down there, you know, giving a little taste below the waist, hey, grab my hair. Pull me in the right direction. If I'm going too hard, pull the head back up. Use my head as a joystick. Most niggas ain't going to give that type of direction. You ain't got to do it this time, baby girl. Do it on the next one. You're not gonna do it. You're not gonna listen. You don't care enough.
Your vibe gonna be wrong. You ain't gonna have to close your album on. And then that set you up for failure.
You
right there.
You look dusty.
You look dusty.
Your hair is uneven.
I do feel like artists who care about this shit, and right. This ain't no disrespect to rap. You know what? Maybe it's a little disrespect. I feel like rappers don't care as much as musicians and singers because you have so many tools to change your voice, use auto-tune. You don't have to really put a whole lot of thought into rhyming now. Niggas right. is doing the whole round word with the same word. It's just about who can outshoot who can outfloss who, and all that type of stuff. Whereas an R&B artist is putting a life situation in there or something they aspire to do or focusing on making timeless music, which is something that they can tour with. Like Boyz II Men having a residency in Vegas.
Gotcha.
Versus Jodeci never being invited out. Because don't nobody want to hear 47-year-old Casey talking about the shit he was talking about when he was 19, 21-year-old Casey. But Boyz II Men, you can have a residency to Water Runs Dry, End of the Road, Boyz II Men, Motown Philly. Those are timeless classic songs. So an R&B artist is going to put more effort into making a timeless product. And so they're going to be more aware to pleasing their partner, what turns their partner on, what they like, you know, if I go this way, I know she hits the hips. I gotta end it slow, because if I go too fast, she's gonna push the hips back. I don't do that. But a lot of guys ain't. I'm just being real. A lot of guys don't take notes like that. And that's how I know you niggas be lying. That's how I know you niggas be lying. Niggas ain't out here really getting that.
Keon, what's your favorite Boyz II Men song?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. First of all, I just want to let you know, he ain't going to even say a Boyz II Men song. He going to say a Day 26 song.
Listen, Day 26 got some way better songs than Boyz II Men.
Listen.
End of the Road is great, but listen, man. I is the best Boyz II Men song.
That's a good song.
My favorite Boyz II Men song is probably I'll Make Love to You.
I'll Make Love to You is tough. I like it.
It's a good one, too.
It's classic.
That's classic. Now, End of the Road, I ain't gonna put that on too much in my life.
Well, I mean, it's also like a breakup song, goodbye song. So it's not like I ain't riding around listening to Crossroads every day, because that's still a sad song. I mean, niggas are spitting, but it's still a sad song.
I like Water Runs Dry, though. Water Runs Dry is hard.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I love Thank You in Advance.
Okay.
All the ad-libs and the riffs.
Didn't you just come from that beach?
I was just there. It was a desert. White Sands Desert. We just talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I made the video. I made a little video, mock video out there.
Let me ask you that too. What is your take on, like, our approach on a single versus an album cut slash B side? Like, how in your approach, what is it? How does it weigh different for you?
I don't make B sides. When I just make records.
They all hits. You whole ass niggas.
But I think that knowing my like trajectory as an artist and what my goal is, I think when you think about classic music, I'm an albums artist. I'm not a singles person. You can't tour for the rest of your life off of a single record. So I have to make whole bodies of work that make sense. So I just literally make music that I literally think about it. Like, if I'm, even when I'm like 40, but if I'm like 50, 60, am I even going to feel comfortable singing certain lyrics that I'll be saying now? Like, I can't imagine being 60 on stage. Yeah. Like,
go wrong.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't imagine that. So, yeah, that's just kind of how I approach everything. Because you think about it, if you got to have sustainable music to have a career. And if you don't have the music, you're literally cutting your career short if you're only making stuff that's trendy.
Listen, that's why Currency will always be one of my favorite rappers. First of all, this nigga's business acumen is outstanding. I mean, at one point, this nigga had released like 14 projects over 14 months, like one every month for like 14 months. And a lot of shit he put on Dat Piff because back then, like, I don't even know if Tidal was out back then, but I know Dat Piff was out and then Apple Music was out, and I think Spotify had just come out. But a lot of stuff wasn't going to Spotify. It was just going to Dat Piff. And he had a huge underground following. But this nigga released so much music. He's in like the top five rappers for largest discographies.
Really?
Ever. He has so much music out that this nigga can tour forever. He don't ever have to put out another album, and he can tour small venues, House of Blues, capacity 300, 350, 400 people, put the tickets for $35 and sell a merch for $40 and up, and this nigga will be a millionaire for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Come out with a line of stuff for your cars, like the spray or air freshener, stuff like that. Bring the other. Now you got seven viable sources of income. You don't even have to. He's not signed to no major deal.
Yeah.
He's all independent. Bad Bunny's independent. I just found out this motherfucker is independent.
I didn't know that.
That nigga's independent and getting bread.
Bad Bunny's independent
and owns all his music.
Oh man, the times are changing, baby.
And Nav.
Oh, and Russ.
And Russ.
Yeah, I talked to Russ's DJ a couple days ago. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of questions. I'm not even gonna bring that part up. But in music, there's a lot of different things you have to do, right? You got the writing of the music, you got the actual performance of it, you got what happens in the studio, and then you got the live performance. Which one of these things, like, was there any challenges anywhere, or which one did you take to the most? Or like, this is my favorite part, or this part I'm gonna figure some stuff out, and then you found it, or like, was it always just? You know what I mean? Like, which part was like interesting for you?
It's weird because I feel like I was like groomed to be like a complete artist. Like, so ever since I was younger, like 8, 9, I was in entertainment already. So I learned show business kind of first, but then you got like the gift or the ability to be able to create music.
Gotcha.
That was natural. So technically, it was all kind of developing at the same time, and I didn't know I wanted to be an artist.
So you was like, just singing in high school to get pussy.
Bro,
that's it, baby.
That's it. I would be abusing Peter Parker's grand uncle with him, like, with great power. Man, shut the fuck up. I'd be in McDonald's. You want a number two?
Here we go again.
That'd be me. I smashed it in a drive through. I'm 17. Strong peen with a good voice.
Stay there.
You got a point.
Now, I went to school with Brian from Day 26. And I know he used to knock. I remember it. It was him and this other dude, Chris. And Chris had all kinds of legions on his face. And the baddest cheerleader bitch be like, he cute when he sing. I said, ain't that a bitch? Bitch, I love you. That nigga had some situation.
He cute when he sing.
He cute when he sing. Vocals was crazy. Amazing. Nothing but baddies around him. He cute when he sing. Can't beat this thing. I can't compete with that, baby.
You can't. Because if I was tall or I could sing, I would never wear a shirt on you niggas. Ever. If I could sing, I would never own a fuck. I would have a lot of vests, jackets,
a vest?
And a plethora of capes. I would have fuck your scarves, fuck your cardigans, give me some capes, bitch. I would have a closet just dedicated to all type of capes.
Cummerbund.
Oh, nigga, you whip that bitch around.
Just the cummerbund.
Say, excuse me. You bring that cape up like Batman and just hold that elbow there and wait for somebody to open the door for you. Bitch, you don't touch door handle.
You go to the door and be like, sir, you can't get in without a shirt. Excuse me.
Hey, get this nigga, mate. And just bust out with a song. Who can't go in? Who can't go in without a shirt?
Manager, come move my
way. You have to let him in.
Yes, absolutely. The songbird of my generation, nigga.
Singing. How great is it when you've met women in your life and they didn't know? And then you like especially if you start when you was nine and you like pursuing it and you have to bring it up, you'd be like, well, you
nigga,
know what I'm
saying? Intro to it?
Another mixtape. Yeah. It's like, oh, this bitch don't know.
Yeah, that happens. That actually happens a lot.
Yeah.
Well, not as much anymore, so I feel like.
Yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah.
Nah, but I've met a lot of women that I wasn't doing it actively when I met them. And then I get tagged and stuff all the time. Like, so crazy enough, a chick I grew up with, literally grew up with.
Yeah.
I'm looking in the comments, somebody, it was a blog or somebody posted something like about my music.
Yeah.
And I looked in the comments and she was like, oh, funny story. This was my childhood boyfriend, my first kiss. I'm like, why you put this in there?
Are you trying to, hey, look, cloud chaser?
Trying to get that cloud, baby girl.
Cloud chaser?
We ain't mad at
like,
you.
Yo, you put this in a comment?
She wasn't lying.
She wasn't lying.
Yeah,
but, we was in the third grade.
Yeah. No, literally.
I used to make him mud pizzas in my Easy Bake oven.
Listen, that nigga, let me tell you something. I wish I could sing, because everybody would know when it came down to singing Happy Birthday in the classroom.
Mm.
And they was like, all right, we're going to sing Happy Birthday for Brittany. And everybody sing, and I'm like, hey! Niggas just turn around like.
Because it's always the one that you can want
sing?
Everybody to know
yeah.
he can sing. Yeah.
Nah, my shit is a broadcast. I'm doing it over the morning announcements. I'm on the PA.
I went to school with that dude who literally, like, it's the nigga that he walk around singing.
Yeah.
He act like he don't know he loud.
So
then when somebody say something, he like, oh, my bad. Like,
oh, y'all can hear me? Oh, that's crazy. Yo, I didn't realize.
I went to school with about two of those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga. That would be me.
You know what they doing right now?
Not dropping clothes.
They not drop no clothes on.
They are no clothes on to the finish line.
They did not drop their clothes on. They are close on to UPS promotions. Follow your dreams.
Hey, man. If nothing
that's
else,
all that matters.
Follow your dreams, man.
Give it a try, man. Do your best. This is what I want to ask you. This is going to be my next question. I want you to start thinking on it. So I'm gonna break it down now so you can start thinking on it. I remember when I first got out here to L.A., and all I could think was like, I want to get on. I got to be on. I got to get in. You know what I'm saying? For years, it was like, I got to get on. I got to get famous. I got to get popping, whatever that is. But I didn't have an ideal goal for what that was. I didn't have any tangible goals. Now I do. Now I know I want two comedy specials, one long-running sitcom or one long-running show. I could be on Law & Order for 5 years, and that would be fine with me. I don't have to be the star, but I just want to be on a long-running show that I'm invested in, that I believe in, that I know it's quality. Two movies. Two. I can do more, but I want two blockbuster movies.
Okay.
And I'll be done. Like, I don't have to be super rich afterwards, but those are the goals that I want to hit before I leave this place or before I not be as invested.
Gotcha.
As a comedian, like a music artist, I can tour forever. I can go on tour every year for just 3 months. I make it, you know, one night experience in each city just for 3 months just to make sure I'm good financially on certain fronts and all that type of stuff, but I have other sources coming in. So I want you to think about what your tangible goals are and does Rich line up with that, or is it more so about accomplishing those goals? I want to get yours from that as well, BT. But while you guys are preparing to hear them, I want to let you guys know that this episode is also sponsored by Money App. If your money is currently in a traditional bank, earning little to no interest, or stored in one of those so-called future of banking apps, the truth is there is a better place to put your cash. Money App now offers an interest checking account with 3.25 APY.
on all balances. There are no monthly fees, no minimum balances. Money app is also FDIC insured up to $250,000 through Evolve Bank and Trust. Now through January 15th, Money app is giving away a total of $100,000 between 25 lucky winners in the Triple Your Paycheck giveaway. And here's how it works. You sign up for a Money app account, and every paycheck that is directly deposited into your Money app account from today through January 15th has a chance to be tripled if you are selected to win. So that means if you make $2,500 on a check, it could be tripled right there on the spot. The more directly deposited paychecks that hit your account, the more you can win. You can win more than once. Visit www.money.app/DIYS to sign up for Money App right now, okay? www.money.app/DIYS to sign up for Money App. If approved, fund your account, enter the Triple Your Paycheck giveaway, and start earning interest on your cash today with Money App 3.25% APY interest checking, no purchase necessary. Money App is a technology company that is not a bank. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust members, FDIC. Money App checking account has no fees and a competitor 3.25% annual percentage yield on all balances. Visit moneyapp.com/DIYS for entry and eligibility details. Each winner is capped at $4,000. Sweepstakes offered and managed by Prague Services, Inc., not Evolve Bank and Trust. Yeah, there it is, guys.
Man, your segues is fantastic.
I can do some of them effortlessly, but some certain companies, and especially dealing with money and anything that's FDIC insured, you got to get it verbatim. Yeah. They will literally say this has to be read verbatim. They might get mad at me for, I'll say, if you'll get 2,500 each week, they might get mad for me for deriving from the copy for that, because they want it read verbatim, line by line, word by word. But this is a great opportunity for you guys to triple your money. If you got a little money and you're not doing traditional banking already, go ahead and give it a try. You know what I'm saying? See if you could triple that. Why not get that free money?
Gotta start investing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing to do. All right, so who wants to go first? Who got that answer for your boy first?
I mean, I kind of know.
Let's hear it, dog.
My goals, my tangible goals, one is to collaborate with Anita Baker in some sort. Whether it's like a show or an actual like record, that's one of my like moments where I would feel like you're doing it. Another for me, I guess that all kind of plays into my long-term goal, because I have to say why that's one of the biggest ones, because I look at her as an example of how I want to model my career. Because, like, you look at somebody like Anita, although she's just now getting ready to put out new music, she's been touring since she came out with the same song. Mm-hmm. She never had to put out any other music. And so my ultimate goal is to be able to do that, to be able to go and not have to drop any music for a couple years if I don't want to, and just be able to,
Stevie Wonder toured off of one album a couple years back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Songs in the Key of Life.
Yeah,
amazing. He toured off of just that one album.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And still can.
And still can.
Go back out again this year. Be like, we going to be there.
I saw this nigga Stevie Wonder catch a frisbee. This nigga is lying to us, y'all. We were at the beach. We were at Doc Waller Beach. We were there for a campfire. This nigga was walking in the sand. He had his handlers on each side of him. And somebody said, watch out. That nigga did that, caught that frisbee.
The snatch? He's like, oh, you got to stay out to your catches.
Listen.
Oh, my God. I just don't see that happen.
Okay.
He didn't see it happen.
Okay. This nigga's Neo.
This nigga. Oh, my God.
Stevie, we know you, bro. We're on to you.
Stevie has been to a couple of my shows. He be talking shit, too. So I always fuck with Stevie.
Stevie, if you're watching this, that's on them.
You know it is. I come up to KGLH. I'm going to talk my shit up there.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Why a frisbee, though?
Because the precision that it takes. It's not like a ball where you can do this. A frisbee, you gotta put a little something behind it, too.
It gave like a catch a bully vibe.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what movie is that? They catch Captain America shield or Winter Soldier? Yeah. He Winter Soldier? Oh, oh man.
Okay, second part of that question. Is the money attached to the fulfillment? I mean, and it's okay if it, like, I would love to be rich.
Yeah.
I would love to be wealthy. But if it doesn't come from that, if it came from another endeavor, like, you know, investment or an invention or something like that, I wouldn't be mad at it. But these goals are what I would need to feel fulfilled for uprooting all of my life and my family and moving out to L.A. Mm. That's what I would need to be fulfilled.
Got you. The money is not really attached to the fulfillment for me. Like, mm-hmm. I've had money. I'm able to get the stuff that I enjoy. Yeah. But I'm also, like, the type of person I know being able to experience that fulfillment and have the financial support to be able to celebrate it properly.
Yeah,
that's always gonna go hand.
Oh hell yeah!
Like, cause you being broke or not having or you know, lacking financial support and reaching goals will sometimes cause you to overlook that you even reached a goal because you're too worried about the lack. So I do think to have that support and reach the goals is great. But like for myself, again, because I'm able to provide for myself, I think it's kind of like just a bonus on top of everything.
Yeah.
But like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I dig that. BT?
I definitely would. I want to be a part of some form of a Marvel project at a high level, just from my fandom.
Does that have to be in front of the camera, or you could be behind the camera?
I need to be in front of that.
Okay,
thing.
So okay,
yeah, I want to be in front of the camera. I want if that's a movie, then it kind of takes that next thing, which is like a movie in theaters that kind of everybody saw, with an impactful role, a show kind of in the same vein.
Mm-hmm.
If it's my show, it don't need to be on for long. Yeah. I just need the respect.
Yeah,
I feel like if people respect the work, then I'll always be fine. A special that's kind of read the same way, oddly enough, and at this point, an album too, because I was in studio yesterday, and I'm like, this is different. Now, mine just a new discipline for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's just like, but I'm
singing?
No. Okay. What if I was hiding the whole time?
I mean,
I'm like, actually, the note goes.
If that nigga had been hiding it all of my years of friendship, and he took this moment, I would have exploded. My whole body would be all over the walls. Be painted with my inside. This just be my skeleton, like.
Just couldn't believe it.
At some point, as much as I love R&B, I'll probably dabble, but I'm gonna need a lot of help on the auto tune because you know I'm bored, you know, all that good stuff. But no, it's rapping right now. But it's like this is a new discipline. I mean, this is like the last couple of years, as long as I've been doing comedy. But like that's why I'm asking all these new artists questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, no, when writing the music was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't let him lie to you. He got music out on too on all the DSPs. Okay, all right.
Because somebody said
from the loop.
They needed an album from you. They said something like that. I was reading the comments.
Yeah, because so you got humble hands. Yeah, it won't act like all their freestyles.
I don't know,
we know what it is.
I would call it very R&B of you and fix the beanie.
I mean,
look, he just gave y'all a combo of three things. He did the beanie, he rubbed the mouth, and did the hands. He don't usually get them three together. That's very R&B.
You know what I mean? I hit you soon. It's a new love, and it's like, I would love a world where I come to a city and we do the comedy show. We do a Friday's comedy show, Sunday's music, Saturday's Gimme Five Live, like something in that world makes, you know, a whole lot of sense for me.
Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this. We're going to get ready to wrap it up, but one art that you would, if you could, you may be able to now, but you have the talent to do, one lane of entertainment that you would switch out for what you're currently doing, if there is one. I'll go first so you have time to think about it. Because I've already, I would love to be a full-time DJ. Like, DJ / producer where I like making my own beats to like fit like songs, like in transitions that people have never heard of.
Yeah.
Before. Like, that type of shit. Where like, niggas like, on some Alchemist shit where the fandom that he has, like anytime you hear one of his beats, you be like, "Yeah, this shit finna go crazy."
Mm-hmm.
Like, but like on a DJ level, like breaking new artists, finding new artists, and not even like for the accolades, like, oh, that nigga be finding everybody. But it's like, this song is so fucking dope. You ever hear a song so dope, you automatically start thinking what you want to do next time you listen to that song.
Absolutely.
I want to be driving down Hollywood, windows halfway down, headed to the Comedy Store. I hop out, valet takes the car, or I want to be shopping in whatever store. I got my AirPods in. I'm listening to this song, just getting hyped up. Mm. Or before a show. That's the music I like to like put on my playlist. Like when I during the pandemic, I made this the series called Quarantine and Chill. And I would put out an album every month. Well, a playlist every month. Mm-hmm. And I had all three. Actually, I have all four streaming sites: Tidal, Spotify, Apple, and SoundCloud. So I could put it out on all of them because I love music. That I'm a pervert for music.
Yeah,
dog.
Man.
And if it wasn't for comedy and acting, I would have like really put a lot of effort into like being an A&R and like finding those music artists and DJing and shit. But like I went to my bar last week and just I had like an old iPod and was just mixing stuff because I was just had the one little transition was like blah, 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 and then just started the other song and shit like we did the echo, but I did it for like an hour and a half and just had the most fucking fun with me for me.
Yeah, we need to have another conversation about that because we need to just find a venue and just like. Just knock down a few days, bro. Cause I love the DJing thing. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know what I mean. Like from that aspect. But if it was a full transition, the excitement I get from writing 16s is way too high.
Really?
It's I wish I would have. So for me, what I've realized is I'm a writer.
Yeah.
I write movies.
Mm-hmm.
I write fire ass jokes. I guess I write music too.
Yeah.
It's a different thing, and it's. Obviously, there's a learning curve for me. So it's like, okay, like I know where I'm at music. I'm like, oh shit, I'm damn near an open micer in this bitch.
Yeah.
I was like, but what's happening on stage versus what's happening in studios? Like my first music show was sold out, bro.
Yeah. And I'm
like,
I remember. Yeah.
I was like, this is a different variation. So when I talk to artists like you and like you're already so far advanced, but you've been doing it for so long, I'm like, wow, that's impressive, especially when. The album is the focus.
Mm.
Yeah.
When the album is the focus, when the album is a complete piece of work that like is amazing. It's like it's fluid. I'm listening to sequence. I'm listening to nuances. I'm listening to approaches for how you approach a beat or a song, or it's like who you're choosing for the features. Like all that makes sense, and like that's impactful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impactful for me.
Yeah.
16. All right, what we got? Kitty got soul. What you gonna go with, baby? Let's go.
It's like I got like three answers for this.
Okay, give us all three.
Number one, would actually be a rapper. So I used to think that's what I was gonna do. Mm-hmm. Actually, not even sing.
Yeah.
So I'm like really great at writing like raps. Mm-hmm. And so that was I think I would still like to experience that.
Rapper can't get that. Yeah.
you can't
get that without on no rap song, but.
Number
I get
two,
it though.
Two, ironically, would be a comedian. Like I have,
really,
I'm really funny, but like not like I can't go do stand up. Like you gotta just catch, you gotta just follow me around all day, and then do a montage of all the funny stuff that I said. Like, I don't know how to be funny on cue.
Yeah.
Three is pretty much makes everything I said before obsolete. I'm so R&B like. I live and breathe it that I can't even imagine. The only other thing in this lane I would want to be is Mark Morrison, because to go to sleep knowing Return of the Mac is a song I made. I mean, you couldn't tell me anything. That's really it.
To have one of them is fire.
Nigga.
You know what? Let me ask you this. What were you doing? Because you said you didn't know that you was going to be an artist at first. What were you doing beforehand? Because you started really young.
Yeah. So, man, I did everything possible. So, I was dancing.
Okay.
I was playing every sport imaginable.
Mm.
I was rapping. I was writing and like rapping. We had like a little clique in elementary school. And so also singing in church, which was my least favorite because my parents were singers. All my siblings were singers. So that was like the family thing to do.
Yeah.
It's like I had to sing. Mm. So I was trying to do, you know, everything else. So I didn't develop like my love for singing until I was maybe like a senior in high school.
Wow.
I literally was
crazy.
Into everything like but that. So
well, that is.
Just sitting on the vocals the whole time.
Man, the whole time.
How weird is it knowing like you ever hear somebody singing and you be like, you doing that?
I'll exactly
be
dead.
Talking about.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, that's there was a I'm still cool with her, somebody from high school who like you know, not telling people that you know how to sing, but hearing stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm walking out of school one day, and this girl, her name's LaPortia, she was singing, and she did this little run. And I literally, like, went up to her. I'm like, hey, like, how you, like, I know what that mean. Like, you know, yeah. Like, yeah, I'm like, you can sing. Like, I know, like, huh? I know how to do that. Like,
so, like, hey, me too. Yeah. Hey,
nah, me for too. Real. Because, you know, you feel like, I'm like, I don't think nobody else know, like, know what that means. Yeah. Like, I know what that means. So,
like, psst, come here, let me talk to you.
You got great breathing skills. You balance it really well. Okay.
What's that little
listen, man, we're about to get ready to get up out of here, man. Just as a reminder, Damn In the Nature Scary, we'll be in St. Louis December 18th. That's Sunday. We are doing our first live show, and I think currently right now it's only 25 tickets.
Baby.
Let me just double check with y'all, so I don't want to be a liar. 25 tickets left. All right, that's not a lot, guys, and they are going to be gone super quick. So if you want to go ahead and grab your tickets right now because we will sell out. We wish everyone could be there, but this is our first one. We had to find a venue that could accommodate us on short notice. So please pull up, man, and then stay tuned because we're actually I have to call what's his name? Murphy Lee and Kiwan from the St. Lunatics. We're doing an episode of Lunchtime Lottery and Damn It, That You Scared with them too. So be on the lookout for that. BT, what you got going on, man?
Most importantly, man, appreciate the love on the Sprite commercial. Movie dropping real soon. Putting the final touches on it. Just went to go drop off the sound again so we could finish color correction. So, worst case scenario, my birthday. Best case scenario, February. you know, Brown Valentine's-ish. Mm-hmm. But other than that, new music on the way, man. Sheesh.
Kenny got sold. What you got for the people? What should they be looking out for, man?
Man, I'm dropping a new record on Friday.
Woo!
it's a Christmas version of one of the songs on Closer. I wanted to take the real R&B route. You know, like H-Town did Knockin' Boots, but for Christmas.
Okay.
So
okay.
I wanted to do, you know, tap into the real R&B space.
Oh,
so,
we for have a good.
Yeah, it's one of the favorites on the album too. That
really?
Yeah.
Oh, so we gotta wait till then. We gotta wait till then.
Yeah, we gotta wait till Friday.
Fuck!
Friday ain't that long, man.
I know, but I be wanting the music. Like once I know it's out, I be like, I go to the nigga house. Hey man, let me get that real quick.
Man, let me get.
Just hear nobody else here, man.
It's either Marvin Gaye, either Love on Replay, Dreams of Me, either we gonna name them all. It's either Get High, Get By, or Here. It might be close. It might be On My Mind. It might be Love with All Friends. It could be, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's one of them.
It's one of them.
You didn't name it.
It's one of them.
It is, in fact, one of those.
Where can they find you at on social media and all of that great stuff right there, man?
Kenny Got Soul all around. Twitter, Instagram, Kenny Got Soul. Kenyon Dixon on any platform. Tidal, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. Shout out to all of them who be putting me on their home pages and things.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cut the check.
It's all there.
Cut the check. Let's get a Kenny Got Soul music series. Amazon, y'all got the money.
Let's
y'all gave 2 Chainz a series. Let's get some soul and R&B music series going to Amazon.
Absolutely.
Let's cut the check, man. I'll host it with Kenny.
Let's do it.
Okay. We got Sprite already signed on board.
They gonna let's do go. It. You know
they
what I mean?
They gonna take care of the mixed drinks. Okay. We got it popping. Come holler at us. As always, man, we appreciate y'all watching. Shout out to the Scary Squad, man. Love y'all. Thank y'all for pulling up. And tapping in and having a good time with us. Thank you guys for watching at home. They're watching on Thursday. And to the people on the highways and byways that are listening to this on all the streaming sites, we appreciate y'all as well and having a great time with us. Again, December 18th, we're in St. Louis, man. Pull up on us. Go to tohearmore.com right now for your tickets. It's going to be a great time. We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn, Internet.
You scary. Queensies, I love you.
Peace, guys.